Roll with it. You're your own worst enemy, said my therapist. Good, I answered. Now I know where to find the guy. She sighed before continuing. I mean, you choose the wrong battles, and then you win the battle but lose the war. Oh yeah, I'll show you, I said, not realizing I was demonstrating her point. She put on a brave face, but with her dropped chin and defeated shoulders, my therapist looked like Sisyphus seconds after watching that boulder roll downhill again. To prove her wrong, I went on a blind date with the goal of only fighting important battles. I met Christine at the Rose Wine Bar. As I said, hello, nice to meet, she interrupted. My last three boyfriends were losers, worthless. Hello, I hope you're not a loser. She seems nice, I told myself. Over dinner, she talked about the family and friends who disappointed and betrayed her. I was smitten. She invited me back to her place. When we arrived, I was nervous and asked to use the bathroom. Down the hall on the right, said Christine. I did what nature requested, grabbed for the toilet paper, and withdrew my hand in disgust. The TP was installed so that I had to roll the paper back towards the wall and tear off a piece from the underside rather than rolling it forwards and removing a square from the room-facing side. I decided this is a betrayal of everything I stand for. She adjusts or I'm gone. For a moment, I wondered if this was the kind of thing my therapist warned me against. That's insane, I said out loud. This battle is critical. Before leaving the bathroom, I reinstalled the paper and gave it a spin. I marched to the couch where Christine was sitting. Her eagerness shifted to confusion after she registered my scowl. I adopted an air of helpful concern. I can't help but notice your toilet paper rolls backwards. I was sure my therapist would be proud of this show of self-control. Backwards, Christine asked, suddenly defensive and borderline threatening. Yes, I hissed, backwards. We both came to the same insight in that moment. Oh, we said together, you're one of them. Our intellectual climax. No, you're one of them, said Christine. You're one of those obsessive lunatics who thinks the teepee has to roll away from the wall. Next thing I know, my cat is clawing at the paper and it's spilling out everywhere. My people call your people the cat enablers. I bet you even switched directions and gave it a spin. I'll admit I hadn't factored in the cat and was alarmed Christine read me so well, but recovered for the fight. No, I barked, you're one of them. You're one of those sociopaths who makes toilet paper disappear into the wall. People like me break our wrists every time we try to get a square of paper. My people call your people the silent wrist breakers. I'm out of here. As I stormed off, I thought about my therapist. I can't wait to tell her I won the battle and the war.